Okay, we're continuing in the Sefer Bilvavi. We're on page Resh, Ayin Aleph, at the top of the page, starting a new Perek, Perek Chaf Vav, chapter 26, which is called Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzonecha. Our desire, our will, is to do your will. And in the last chapter, we've been talking a lot about this idea of focusing in on what the real I is, and all the conflicting eyes that exist within a person. And he's going to review a little bit on the first page, so I can just go right into this. The subcategory is called Gimel Chelkei Ha'adam, the three parts of a person. Biyarnu B'sof HaPerek HaKodom, we explained at the end of the last chapter, She'adam Murkov Mishloisha Chalakim, a person is a combination of three parts. Chelek Ha'elokus, Hanimsa bipnimius aneshama, the godly part that is found in the innermost part of the soul. Shizel Ritzonis Barakshno, that is the Ratzon Hashem. That is the desire of Hashem. There is Hashem's Ratzon inside of you. It's number one. Chelek pnimius nishmas ha'adam. This is the next part, is the inner part of the soul of the person. There's, you see, in other words, you have the godly part that's found inside the neshama. Then we have the innermost part of the person found in front of the neshama, aleh namar, to which we can call that ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha. Our desire is to do your will. V'chelek hashlishi hu hachelk yegilui. And the third part is the revealed part. That's the part we're mostly aware of. Shalav amr chazal, and our rabbis, they quote Gemara Brachas, that begins by saying, really, we want to do what you want, Hashem. It's Gemara, says it. Really, we want to do what you want to do. And now he picks up the Gemara. Umi ma'akev, and who holds it back? Who holds us back from doing what we really want? Se'or shebe'isa. It's the yeast in the dough. It's the yeast in the dough. What does that mean? I mean, yeast in the dough, it means that's what puffs up the wheat, the dough, and it makes it, you know, the whole idea of chametz, of course we know. What's the problem with chametz? Chametz is the concept of distorting something beyond what it really is. If you have flour and water, so you got this dough. Put some yeast in there. What it does, it makes the dough expand. It gets larger. And it fills it with a lot of air holes. And now you got this huge dough. They make this huge challah. It looks so big, but truthfully, it's really got. If you can crunch it up into a much smaller ball of challah, because it's expanded beyond what it really is. And the Chassidish Sfarim explain that the idea of chametz is it's not giving us a true indication of what's really there. It's a false representation. It seems to give qualities to something that do not exist.
Inflated values.
Well, inflated values, okay. Distorted values, puffed up ego, etc., etc. And that is really what the Yetzer Hara is all about. The Yetzer Hara works by distorting reality. The Yetzer Hara says, this is really good, when it's really not good. So when you look at something and you give it all these qualities that it really doesn't have, really isn't good, it's really not going to help you, it's really going to kill you, right? Coke is life. It's the opposite. Coke is death. That's what it really is. Coke is death. It's not life. So it inflates the value of what that syrup is. It's a killer. No, it's not a killer. It's amazing. You're going to love it because it tastes good. So, and that's why, you know, you want Coke while your neshama doesn't want Coke. So it's the yeast in the dough that's telling you this is amazing. And that's where we've got to fight. It's telling you the chocolate cake is great. Right? So that's what I mean, the yeast in the dough. And that's chametz. That's, you got to get rid of that. That's no good. So that's why it's, you know, it's not just called yeast in the dough. Right? And as we learned earlier, you know, it also puffed up arrogance, and that's what we learned way earlier in the book. You know, what won't allow you to believe that Hashem exists? This person has arrogance. Won't let Hashem in if you don't believe Hashem is right next to you. So that's the problem. Hainu, back inside the book, Ha'ani Hachitzoni, it's the external eye, Shiratzona Hu Hefech Ritzoni Sparach, that will is the opposite of the will of Hashem. Those are the three parts that exist within the conscious or subconscious of a person. Okay, we're on the second paragraph in chapter 26. Madregas Ava She'ena Tlui B'Davar, this level of love that doesn't depend on anything, which we ended off the chapter with this idea. How did we determine what it means, love that doesn't depend on anything? Shinyana, that its concept is, Kutshabrichu V'Raisa V'Yisrael Charu, that Hashem, the Torah, the Jewish people are one. Madrega Zu Shayechas Rakesh Adam Agia L'Ratzon Shel Alokus. That's a level that can be applicable only to a person that reaches a level of godliness. Kishyeshna Hishtavus Shel Ritzonenu L'Ritzonecha, where there is a Hishtavus, an equality between our will and His will. When our will is equal to His will, then the love depends on nothing. Depends on nothing, because now we have bonded. But as long as the yeast in the dough is still holding us back, even though you're fighting with your Yetzer Hara, even if you overcome your Yetzer Hara because of the strength of your intellect, and you consequently, with God's help, you reach a state of you don't sin, you're not sinning. You had a big fight to eat the chocolate cake, and you won. You didn't eat the chocolate cake today. So you figure that's great. But still, in all, your yearnings, your desires are for evil. God forbid. There is not yet revealed completely in the soul of the person the fact that we want to do what you want to do. And there's no possibility for a person to be incorporated into God's reality and feel at one with God's reality. Remember, if you keep doing things you really don't want to do, but you're only doing them because you know you have to do it, you can run the threat of subtly resenting the one that you... How come I always have to give in to you, God? How come you never give in to me once? Again, no marriage would succeed that way. You have marriages that way, where one spouse is the dominant spouse. I just happened to read them. My wife had a magazine in the bathroom, so there's a line from James Carville, if you remember him, the infamous James Carville, who was the campaign manager for Clinton. So, you know, he says married 13 years, he's happily married. The first rule he learned about fights with his wife, you always give in. I can imagine, I don't know how faithful he is to his wife. I mean, he's a guy, what do you expect? But a guy who always gives in to his wife, I can't imagine being faithful to his wife. This can't be, because he doesn't get what he wants ever. Right? So, okay, you learn after the first few times, you know, that life's just miserable, you know, so you give in and all of a sudden it gets a little better. So you keep giving in, that's not a clever wife who has the husband keeps giving in to her, right? Eventually you're going to resent it, even if it's calm, but you feel like you're a nobody. So, you know, if you keep saying, you know, Hashem, I don't want to do this, I don't want it, but you want me to do this, I'll do it. You know, after all, you're keeping score. You know, it's 28,007 to nothing. You know, how come one time I couldn't talk Lashon Hara? How come you couldn't give in to me once? And one time I want to kill this guy and I couldn't. You know, one time. You never give in to me. So, you know, because that's your feeling, Hashem wants this and you want this and I got to give in. It's not healthy. It's not going to work. And even if you don't sin, your children are going to see an unhappy parent. and they're not, it's not going to work for them. So it's, you can't say I'm incorporated into Hashem and I feel at one with Hashem. I feel emasculated by Hashem. So and I feel small and nothing, and right, because you still have your own wants. So although it's a lot better than giving into your averos, there's no question about it, but you're not feeling close to Hashem.
But it's a necessary step. We already learned.
It is. It is. It is. But you can't. Yes, but you can't stay there forever.
No, of course not.
It's a level. I'm not saying it's not a level, but if you're going to always stay there, it's not good either. It's not good either because you.
Also told that it may take a lifetime to achieve even this level for some people.
You're right. But it's not what Hashem ultimately wants from us. And if you don't have a strategy, you're never going to get out of it. You know, it depends what kind of personality. There's certain personality types that always do the right thing. There are certain personality types; they always do the right thing, but doesn't mean they're happy. You have a lot of frum people who are not happy. You know, a lot of ladies who would prefer not to have modest clothing and prefer not to cover their hair. And prefer not to have to go to the mikvah. And a lot of them, they prefer not to do it. Not to cook for Pesach. And not all those things. And they really are subconsciously, you know, not happy. Because there's too many things they're giving into. So that's a problem. And you may not even realize how unhappy you are. Right? Im kein, therefore, avodas ha'adam hu, the service of a person is, let's say, me ha'mahalach shel so'or shebisimah ka'akev, le'mahalach shel ritzoneinu la'asav shunecha. The service of a person is to get on a path of starting from the yeast in the dough is holding us back, but to continue on a path of our will is to do your will. This is all chazar from what we did last week. It's all chazar. Bottom of the page now. Bottom of Reish Ayin Aleph. Kefi Shamarnu, as we said, Tzura Savoda Eino Lotzes Miyad Minikudas Haral and Kudas Hatov. The fashion of service to Shem is not to immediately jump from the point of evil to the point of good. Minakudas ahani shirotzes hara, l'nakudas ahani shirotzes atov, to leave the point of the eye who wants to do bad to the point of the eye who wants to do good. No. Es hani kiras elokin litov, the point of, and for me, closest Shem is good. We can't do it in one quick shot. El reishis ala adam, but it's first incumbent upon a person. We're going to turn the page reisha and base. Lo rare b'chol dover es haratzah amiti shel nishmasov, is to arouse oneself in every way the true ratzon of the inner neshama. Shiritzaneinu lasos ritzanecho, that our will is to do your will. Achar shema orer adam b'nafshes nekuda pnimis zu, once a person wakes up that inner point, v'yesh gilu mesuyim b'nefesh, and there is a certain amount of revelation of the soul, as avodas ha'adam hi la'avor meharotzon atachton shel ha'ani shurotzon ra li'inyonei olam hazeh l'kanes ha'rotzon ha'pnimi shel neshama ha'chafetz la'asos ritzon kone. Then the service of the person, once there is a little bit of that revelation, person has to pass from the lower rotzon of the eye who wants to do bad in the eyes of in regarding this world, and to enter the inner desire of the soul that wants to do the will of his creator. Okay, that's what you're trying to do. Lachashadam shakua amuk vaylam shal ritzon en laso sunecha. And once a person is deeply sunk into the world of we want to do what you want to do, then whom iskar of Yosef, Yosef, and akudas haloku sapadimi shal nishmaso. He's getting closer and closer to the point of godliness which is within his soul. Ubi yacholto lehiskal elba. And then he's able to be incorporated within that. Vasuba mahalach shal kutcha bricha v'raisa Yisrael chadu. Then he's on the path of Hashem, the Torah, and Jewish people are one. Okay, that was all a review of last week. Let's begin now on this lower point. And this is the tricky part here. Kate said, Yotze ha'odah me'arotzen shel ha'ani achitzon ishu rotzon l'ra, l'rotzon ani shel neshama pnimi shi rotzel l'asso shoyim pa'irbe. So let's learn, how are we going to be able to leave this desire of the external eye that really wants things that are bad to the wanting of the eye of the inner neshama, which wants to do the will of his creator. How are we going to begin to do this? So he says something very, very interesting. So we go back to our eating analogy, back to our dieting analogy. The next subcategory is called Achila Mitoch Hisponus Machshava, eating out of contemplation and thought. Okay, this should be put into every dieting book. From way to diet. Okay, this is it. You know, somebody can write a little pamphlet and get very rich. Sell this to the from world. Okay, Larry, that's another get rich scheme. You know, kosher dieting, dieting for the frumi, whatever, however you want to call it. Right? Kavisha Kvari Arnolel, as we already explained, Lifnei Shinigashim Lavodis Amaisis, until we get to the practical aspect of service Hashem, Reishish Yesh Tzarech B'Birur. We've explained earlier in the book, before we do anything, we have to clarify things. So, my Osa Avodis B'Birur, what is this service of clarification? So, Nachser Lamoshel Shedarachnu Bo Be'inyin Tavas Achila. Let's go back to the analogy we've been using as our primary analogy of the lust for food. And as we know, it's only an example. And again, we're talking about eating things you shouldn't be eating. The stuff you're eating at 11 o'clock at night. But there's no way you're supposed to be eating anything at 11 o'clock at night. Right? So that chocolate cake at 11 o'clock at night, this is where the dieters fall apart. Dieters do pretty good till about 11 o'clock at night. And then all of a sudden, kaboom. Right? So, Adam Yoshev, Lefarev Munach, Dover Michael Koshu, you're sitting down, paying some bills, and you're a little bit hungry, and you're face to face with a chocolate eclair that's probably got about 800 calories right there. Right? And that's the first of four or five that you're about to eat tonight. You don't know that yet, but that's what's gonna happen. Right? And then 15 minutes later, you don't know how it happened. I don't know how it happened. Right? So you got this desire. Humargish chukalochlo. He feels a yearning to eat it. Vumisbonin latzmo. And now you reflect. And this is what you're supposed to be doing. We're not doing this. We just go to the fridge and take it. Maybe for a minute, for a quarter of a second, you know, I shouldn't do it, but you just do it. So start reflecting. You're opening up the refrigerator door. So ask yourself the question. Do I really want to eat? Do I really want to eat? Or ulaylo? Maybe no. Kefisha Meiner, as we've already learned, who margishu gam rotz lechol, he feels he wants to eat. But v'gam lorotz, he also feels he doesn't want to eat. Right? Really, you want to and you don't. Right? I want to because I'm a chazer. But I don't because I know it's not healthy. I've been on this diet. Doctor said I shouldn't do it. So I don't and I do. So now we have to go further. He dissects the two desires. V'yermelas, he says to himself like this. Harotzen sheroitz alecho. The desire that wants to eat. Let's define that one. Hurotzen chitzoni. It's an external desire. Hula rotzen atzmi. It's not an essential desire of the person himself. Now that's external. That's McDonald's has sold it to you. You know, the eclair sold it to you. It's not coming from you. That's coming from outside. Zoya nekuda atachtona. That's the lowest point, meaning spiritually low. She mislabeshes al neshama, that enclothes over the soul. Umugdar b'sforma k'toshim ke hanefesh abahamis. It is defined in the holy works as the animalistic soul. It's the animal in you. That's not the real you. That's just, you know, the carcass on top of you. Haratzna pnimi shel neshama sheli hu lo lecho. But the inner will of me, the part of my soul, doesn't want to eat. Remember, there's the three layers, right? Gam rasa kodesh baruch hu shel lecho. Also, God's will is that I shouldn't eat. Right? Now, again, we're talking about taivus, excessive taivus. We're not talking about breakfast. Okay? Remember, there's three parts in the person. Gotta keep, always remember the three parts. There's the godly part inside of you, there's the soulful part inside of you, and there's the animalistic part. And they all have eyes in front of them. Capital I. Right? So the animal part says, I have to have this chocolate cake, I can't live without it. But the inner soul and God's will is absolutely don't touch it. He's not starting to do any service to Hashem yet. Now here's the interesting part here. Rak oiches as a machal v'yodo. You're holding this eclair in your hand. This is what you gotta say. You gotta speak this out. Ve'oimer la'atzma, and you say the following, give or take a few words. Ani yodea she'apnimi shali eina reitza she'oichel machal za. I know, deep down inside of me, I don't want this at all. Ve'ilu b'chitzodios ani rotza lechol, and even if externally I do want to eat it, but ani odea, that's first of all. The only wanting is only an external wanting. It's not the real me. Ani odea gam shachitzonis adayin sholetes biyosem pnimis. I know also that the external part of me is dominating over the inner part of me at this point in time. V'kivin shezoi madragesi, and since this is unfortunately my level, where the animal part of me is stronger than the spiritual part of me, shachitzonis sholetes biyosem pnimis. That the external part of me controls the inner part. Ubishosu, and at this point, adayin lo roi li hiloche mimachitzonios. And at this point, I'm still not worthy to be a good battle combatant with my external part. Me'achar ve'ein b'yasakoyach apnim lilochem, because I don't have the inner strength to fight. I'm a spiritual weakling. I'm saying this all to yourself, out loud. Saying this, I am weak. I shouldn't do this. Harei sheka eis oichla samachal. Right now, I will eat the food. Don't not eat it. You're not on the level to do that right now. Which is really saying you're not on the level of going on a diet yet. The first step of going on a diet is knowing you're not on the level to go on a diet. And I'm not dieting. You don't start on the diet and then start fighting battles when you're totally incapable of fighting battles. It will be a very bad thing for your ego, for your self-esteem. Starting and failing and failing and failing is, what's it going to do to your self-esteem? Better, you don't start the fight yet. What you do is you eat it. I'm not on a diet, but I'm trying to develop the psychological depth where I could one day start a diet and succeed in the diet. So you have the chocolate cake, but with a heck of a lot of guilt. You're not going to enjoy this. You know, the first time, only a little bit, but but you're not finished talking. So I'm going to eat this. One thing is clear to me, and that's the point, you gotta have clarity. The real me doesn't want to eat it. Avalani margish, but I feel, what do I feel? I can't stand up against the external desire. And therefore I will eat. This is what you are saying. And that's what you should do every time. Before you're going on the diet, you just, every time you're eating stuff you shouldn't be eating, just do that. Does Hashem really want me to eat it? Does my neshama really want me to eat it? No. But my body, I'm a shtick behema. I'm a shtick behema. Okay, so now go ahead, behema, enjoy the food. Enjoy the food. You know, and because I know the real truth is I shouldn't eat it, but I know I'm a wimp. I'm a behema, I'm a shtick cow. You know, and that's what I am. Now, ma be'etzem also kind of said, what did you accomplish with this? You still ate the eclair. You still 800 calories in the hole. Right? And by the end of the night, many more. What did you accomplish? So in these bonim bedvarim, let's reflect on what transpired over here. What happened was a very important thing. Hulo ochel mitoch hergo. He now has not eaten out of habit. That's what he's done. Mitoch shigrish shel masim anase bisas nashim lorab. You're not eating this time out of the flow of activity that is called, the prophet calls it, mitzvahs anashim lomada, robotic activities. We do this by mitzvahs, and we certainly do it by averos. You put on tefillin in the morning, you don't even think about the mitzvah. Just do it. Somebody asks you, what are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? You know, like, you don't think about it. It's just mitzvah, that's what the prophet says. That's a bad thing. You don't just do mitzvahs robotically out of habit. And what's worse is we do averus out of habit. So what's really happening is I'm eating out of habit. You just, I mean, what really happens is you just go to the ice box and just start going. What you've done is you've stopped, and you stopped, at least it's not becoming a habit now. It's a thoughtful activity, and you understanding that what you're doing is terrible. Right? And it's not just where you're saying, I shouldn't do it. You're getting God into the picture here. You're getting your neshama into the picture now. You're defining how weak you are. You're defining what is the cause of the problem. You're speaking it out. You're eating out of a clear, clarifying contemplation that, first of all, that is it good to eat this as a servant of Hashem or not? And you come to a conclusion that it's no good. In other words, you're not fooling yourself. You're not rationalizing your avera. You're being upfront and saying, I'm a bum. I'm a sinner. Hasha'elahi, the only question is, right? Ma'ani margish. What am I feeling? And which I is the I for today? There's multiple eyes I can choose from. Which is the one that I am feeling? Hani shal neshama shali lo rotze l'chol. The eye of the soul doesn't want to eat. And the eye of the body does want to eat. He confesses, he admits, he acknowledges. At this point, who is ruling over who? Right? Now, certainly it may not be all the points of your Avodas Hashem. But who Ratzon Aguf, this right now is the desire of the body. It is the desire of the animalistic soul who wants to eat this food. So what you've broken through is you're analyzing, and it's not a habit anymore. It's not a habit. You're realizing what you're doing. This is the first step of service to Hashem. Havoda v'tchilosa eina lo lechol. The initial service is not to not eat. That's not how you begin, because you will fail. Ela liyitzur besoch ombar, but to craft in front of you a clear world. Levar es kochas hanefesh apnimi shelo, to clarify the inner soul of yourself. Avoda shenovas mechoser ber pnimi, an avoda, a service that comes forth from a lack of inner clarification. Ki avoda shashore shelo lo miyusad. Such an avoda is not a not established service. It's rooted in not being established and firm. Mela hatotzas hamaisios, and therefore the practical results lo yia be'akoras behechrich miyusadus, and they're not, you know, necessarily founded. In other words, you know, you're realizing that the thing I'm doing now is wrong. And maybe for the first time in a long time, you realize it's not correct. So it's Reishis Kol. So first, Lifnei Yared Adam Lola Mama, I see, until you come to the world of action, where you're going to stop eating it. Mutal Salav Avodis Yisodis Mod. You have a very fundamental service to do. Levar Im Nafsho Ma Be'emes Urotza. To clarify in the soul, what is it that you really want? Vekach, and slowly, next page. La'at la'at, slowly, slowly. Yafrid es koach atshuka shelo melamazet, to slowly separate the power of yearning of this world, v'yitein l'chol dovres makom reyel l'nefesh, and give everything this world its right place in the neshama. Now, v'areisha dei ma'is echad, certainly through one activity, k'mo berur tavas achila, clarifying the lusts of your eating, l'litein leave no smar, you're not going to build anything. Doing this activity once is going to accomplish nothing. Ma'isa zehu b'sacha kol dugm v'almetz. It's just one simple example. Ve'shlavot al harbe nekudas me'el. You're going to have to work on a lot of points similar to this. Bereshis kol b'shasi sponis hayomis. And first of all, it's going to be during that time of daily contemplation. If you recall, the main theme that Tzach's been saying, you have to spend time in the beginning of the day to contemplate. That, you know, we've reduced it from an hour to 10 minutes. To contemplate, you know, this idea, sit down and contemplate and say, you know, what are the things I want in life I want this, I want that. Is it really the, is it the spiritual eye? Is it the animal eye? Et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'm going to, and then afterwards, then throughout the day. Throughout the day. Every time you're going to pick up some food, the question you ask yourself is, why am I eating this? You got to talk every time before you're going to eat food. So we do eat food a number of times through the day. If you would count how many times you and food make an encounter. Right? So some of you have already got some coffee in your hands. That's encounter number one. Some of you are going to have breakfast. That's encounter number two. Then you're going to snack between breakfast and lunch. And then lunch. And then the snack between lunch and supper. And then supper. And then the snack after supper. And the snack after the snack after supper. And then the snack before you go to sleep. Right? And then, you know, and you keep talking to yourself about this. And you're looking at the food choices that are on your plate. Like you say, you know, this peanut butter jelly sandwich, you know, come on. It's not good for you. Not good for somebody that's in their 50s. Right? I mean, you keep talking, you know, and it's gonna slowly, things are gonna happen. We're gonna see. But that's the first step. You know, and that really isn't so painful as a first step, is it? Who says they can't do this? No one told you to stop eating the chocolate cake. Have the chocolate cake. Don't enjoy it. Just gonna take the fun out of it a little bit. That's all. You're gonna see after 30, 40, 50, 60, 100, 200 times. You keep saying to yourself, this is not good for me, it's not good for me. You start convincing yourself that it's not good for you. And then you know, add to this, Sagrada says, and then look, go on the scale. Go on the scale. Alright? Last week I was at 215, now I'm at 218. Okay, why is that happening? Because I'm a pig. Is that the Ratzon of Hashem that I should be 218 pounds? When I'm only 5'6"? Yeah, is that my Ratzon? Is it, you know, and you talk it out. You talk it out, right? So that's the first example. Now that's regarding chocolate cake, which is, you know, in the scheme of things, not the worst thing in the world. But, you know, and although that is no less avodas Hashem than anything else. But now he's going to give you two more examples. One is about davening, and one is about learning Torah. But he's only begun. Like, you think, wow, this doesn't seem too brilliant here. But he's doing it one step at a time. He's sucking you in. Okay, you'll see. It gets more profound as we get moving on over here. But now let's take the chocolate cake example, and now let's turn it regarding prayer. Okay. Hispanus begishal tefillah. So how about when it comes to davening? Let's give another example to make it clear. Adam Yoshev is born, a person sits and reflects. Vishal asks when he asks himself. Do I want to daven in the morning or not? A person should reflect on this. Now it depends where you're reflecting. It could be in your bed, right? A nice warm bed, or wherever you're reflecting. It could be in the middle of the day before mincha. And the truth is, the answer to this question is not such a straightforward answer. Again, the answer is kein velo. Yes and no. Hani ha'atzmi shali, the I of who I am, shekorim lo li'inyone atzlus, that we call to it concepts of laziness, right? Many of the eyes around in the world are very lazy eyes. Writes Elishar Elisha and Bemita, want to remain in that bed. Zenoim, that's pleasant. Zenoch, it's comfortable. That's what he wants. Lumazos, on the other hand, that's not pnimi shalihi, but my inner desire, lispala kodesh baruch hu, daven Hashem. Lama why? Gamboze yeshes hadrogis. And even here, this is interesting now, there's levels, which is fascinating here. Okay, the 10 people that are here right now. Right? So why do you want to daven? I mean, you're obviously here because you want to daven. Okay, you ever thought about why you are here? So he says, Lama, why? Gambaza, yeah. Reishis, first of all, I'm afraid of the punishment if I don't. You know what? If I don't, God's going to give it to me. Tefillah is mitzvah rabbanon. Tefillah, davening, is a rabbinic commandment. Ubi tulo, and if I don't do it, yovelai onish b'shamayim, God's going to punish me. That's number one. There could be many other reasons, but he's just giving you a simple one. It could be, you know, ever since I've been davening, thank God I've been healthy. I'm going to stay with it. You know, that's another ratzon. There are all kinds of ratzons. If I don't go to shul, the rabbi's going to think I'm a bum. And I want the rabbi to think I'm a good guy. Whatever. But that, even saying I'm afraid of a punishment, that's not the inner desire. Zel omnam kvar ratzon yoyser pnimi meratzon lishka v'mita. If you stack up the desire to lay in a bed and the desire to daven not to go to hell, so the desire not to go to hell may be a more inner reason. Shekein lishka v'mita zuhano regoyis mamashis, because sitting in bed is just a temporal, momentary pleasure. U'pacha me'oneshu machshava yosei atidnis. And the fear of a punishment is more of a futuristic thought, which is a more spiritual thought. If you're thinking more down the line, that's already a step above the present. You know, if I just think of what makes me happy now, that's much less mature and spiritual than somebody thinking something based on a little bit further down. Yosar Muk, it's a bit deeper. But that's not the real you. That's not the innermost tzaddik that's inside of you. There's another reason that I want to go to shul. It's to fulfill my physical needs. That's already a little bit deeper. I am using a spiritual point to fulfill my physical points. In other words, he's saying, you know, I need things. You know, I go to shul because when I daven to Hashem, he answers me. You know, I go to work. I need siyata d'shmaya. I daven to Hashem, and I feel when I daven good to Hashem, he listens to me, and I do good in business. Now, that's better than davening because I want to go to hell. Right? But what he's doing is he's going through different levels of ratzon. The most external ratzon is to be a lazy bum sleeping in bed. Next is, I'm going to shul, but because I don't want to go to hell. Next, I'm going to shul because, you know what? He listens to me. And we're getting better. We're getting better. But we're still far away from where we should be. Right? Remember, so far, you know, level one is the behemoth. You know, I don't love Hashem at all. The next two levels are, you know, ava tluya bedover. Like, okay, this is the price of it costs to be a yid and to have some kind of good life. If I knew I wasn't going to hell if I wouldn't daven, then I wouldn't daven. And if I knew I'd have a good day at work without davening, I wouldn't be davening. Guess what? You know what I just found out? I really don't want to daven. Even though I'm here every day. Now that's an important thing to realize. Because if you don't really want to daven, you're not going to do it with all the gusto that you normally would. Because it's something I really, so far, don't want to do it. But I do it because I want to be healthy. I do it because I don't want to go to hell. That's why I'm davening. That's not why you should be davening. Right? Next page. Over shalavim. Now you're going through, these are all the external levels. These are still external levels. This is all level three on the outside. Even davening already is level three outside. Even davening because Hashem listens to me, it's level three on the outside. And you keep going through these levels, sifting through, till you get to an innermost point. You say like this, you know what? And he writes this balel. Kekadosh Baruch Hu writes this balel. I want to daven because Hashem wants me to daven. That's why I want to daven. Because there's no pleasure, greater pleasure for me than to do the will of God. Now, when was the last time you said that to yourself before you davened? B'neshama shali, inside my soul, tomun koach pnimi amiti shal ritzoneinu lasos ritzonecha. Deep inside of me is an inner force, a true force, that is what we want to do, the will, that's your will. Since you want me to daven, there has to be somewhere deep in my neshama a real desire to daven. Because if there's a mitzvah in the Torah to daven, that's the Ratzon Hashem. And if that's Hashem, there's a Ratzon Hashem in me, and there's a Ratzon in me to do what Hashem wants, and those are real Ratzonis. Elamai, what's the problem? Ratzon zeh yaduli rak b'yediyah ha'sichlus. I only intellectually know there's supposed to be such a Ratzon. Avo bargoshes b'lei, but in the feelings of my heart, ain hechra shugili, but it's not necessarily revealed. Lepamim kein. Maybe sometimes yes, maybe on a good day, maybe I'm just in a great mood, I want to do whatever Hashem wants me to do. But ubeder klalo, but generally no. I don't really do it because Hashem wants me to do it. Zoi tzura savoda, this is the way a person is supposed to serve God. Adam kamba bo, get up in the morning. Umiskainein lugesh letfila, you're preparing to go to shul. Hulo nigesh bistamaswal, you're not just stamasoi, you're not just going to daven. But before that, you drink Hashem. So now you're in the car, you're driving to shul, you got about 5 minutes. Right? So now 5 minutes, you should be asking yourself, why am I going to shul today? You say, I'm coming to daven to you. And he writes to the spal, obviously I want to daven because I'm in the car. All the other Jews don't want to daven, they're still in bed. So now, why am I going to daven to you? Hashela Maya Sivash and Rotz. Well, the question is, why am I davening? So Humanu Ivna Karish Brokh Sasibus. He starts listing the reasons. I'm going because, you know, I'm used to it. It's my routine. You know? I'm going because a good Jew does this. Right? Whatever it is, you just list all those reasons. Until you get to the bottom one, even if you don't feel it, but it's true. These are all true ritzonis. I'm going to shul because I know if I don't go, I'll feel so guilty because I know God's going to pound me one. I haven't not davened in years, and I'm afraid if I don't daven today, everything's going to go wrong today. Hashem will give it to me. What kind of chutzpah? I'm not davening. That's really why you're going. Well, that's one of the reasons. But you gotta get to the deepest reason. The deepest reason, even though you don't feel it, but it has to be. It has to be because that's who you are. Because you have a neshama. There is in there a reason that I want to just do what Hashem wants. Right? You list that as reason. Now you gotta say, okay, which one do I feel? Which one do I not feel? I feel the reason to go to shul is so I don't go to hell. I know that there's another reason I should be feeling is I want to do the will of Hashem. So now, after you're going through this list, you say to Hashem the following. We'll end with this. Ani batuach, I am sure, shiritzoni be'emes, my real ratzon, even though I'm not cognitively aware of it, I know the real reason lispalal is kidei lasos lefonecha nachas ruach. The reason to daven is to give you pleasure. I want to do what you want to do. Ani mamin, I believe, even though I don't feel it, sheratzon zeh nimtza bi b'emek nishmasi, that there is such a desire deep down in my neshama. Deep down inside of me, there's a yid who wants to go to shul for one reason, because I love Hashem and I want to do what Hashem wants, and that gives me the greatest pleasure to do what Hashem wants me to do. But the problem is, I don't feel it. Now, this is no different than the chocolate cake. It's not at all different than the chocolate cake. So, you know, we're dealing with different people. Now, he didn't want to give the example of the guy who's still in bed. You know, the people who are still in bed can do this too. Do I want to go to shul or not? No, I don't want to go to shul. What's the biggest truth? I'm still in bed. But deep down inside of me, I know there's a Jew who does want to go to shul. Wants to go to shul because she didn't go to hell. But you know what? The feeling going to hell isn't very strong in me today. The feeling of the comfort of bed is much stronger than the thoughts of going to hell. So that feeling isn't felt right now. that feeling of Hashem will do what I want to do isn't very strong today, and certainly to do God's will isn't very strong. At least I know I'm a bum sitting in bed. And just recognize you're a bum, finished. And keep saying that every morning when you're in bed. Maybe that'll give you some nightmares. But more important is the guy who does go to shul, because when you're going to shul not to go to hell, you know, you're really not doing a lot of excitement. And you're just, you know, you're trying to get it over with. Right? But if you're doing it because, but you know, I really should be wanting to do this because I want to do what Hashem wants. Even though you're not doing it that way, but you've at least clarified and brought it to the table, it now exists on some form, and now we have thousands of times to talk about this. And just like everything else in the book, the more you're going to talk about it, the more it's going to become real. Okay, we'll continue, and we'll do a reflection on what to do before you learn Torah, and we'll come to the salad of desires. We'll see what that's all about tomorrow.